This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Sierra Leone's refugee all-stars have an exuberant sound. It springs from an unlikely source, a civil war that ravaged the group's home country for more than a decade.
That was way back in the mid-90s, specifically.
That's the band's lead singer, Ruben Karoma, who fled Sierra Leone with his wife, Grace, in 1997.
We came to a refugee camp and everybody was like having problems, mind problems, psychological problems. Being separated from their beloved country, you know, and some lost family members. And I think the only way that I can take away these problems a little is by just playing music and entertain them.
So Ruben and Grace formed a band right there in the Kaila refugee camp. Using donated microphones and beat-up guitars, they sang songs of hope and unity. Songs like Mindo Sinte, which is from their latest album, Libation.
Mindo Sinte in Limba means we are all the same. Be you black, be you white, be you short, tall, fat, slim, no matter what it is.
Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars will be performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville. Ruben Karoma spoke to my co-host Anthony Brooks yesterday, and they began by listening back to the title track from the band's debut album that was released in 2006. It's called Living Like a Refugee.
Living like a refugee, it's not easy.
Yeah.
You see, I just took all the problems, the suffering of the people, and then make a song of it.
You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land.
Ruben Karoma, it's such a wonderful sound. I want to ask you first, can you tell me something about life in the refugee camp? I can only imagine it must have been very difficult, but tell me something about it.
Well, life in a refugee camp is like a prisoner. You are confined into one place. You are not allowed to move out. Most of these refugee camps are being constructed in the middle of the forest, a place where nobody has ever lived. So it's like a new settlement. And there are a lot of disadvantages. Sometimes wild animals could just pop in a camp and then maybe coincidentally kill someone or injure someone. And also, since it is a new settlement, you have different type of harmful insects attacking, like scorpions. And sometimes it's very difficult to get clean water to drink. Many, many challenges.
Living like a refugee, oh, nah, is not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee is not easy.
Well, in spite of that, Ruben, this recording is so beautiful, but it doesn't sound like it was produced in a typical studio. Tell me how this album was recorded.
This song was recorded in the camp.
Hmm. So right around the campfire?
Yes, right around the campfire.
That's wonderful.
You know?
Yeah. And I understand that you actually traveled from camp to camp playing your music.
Sure.
Yeah, and how did people in the camps react? They must have been overjoyed to hear you.
They loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it. Most people who hardly laugh, they can just jump and dance and enjoy the music. So I feel like we are doing something.
We are. Living like a refugee is not easy.
It's really not easy.
I want to fast forward to 2010 when you released your second album, Rise and Shine. And you guys took a very different approach with this album. This is the song, Ja Come Down.
Listen to me, Tommy Asa. Down.
A long, long time ago.
Long time.
A long, long time ago.
Ruben, it's wonderful. You went all the way to New Orleans to record this album, and you can hear you can hear the New Orleans influence with the horns. I also hear a reggae beat. And I want to ask you about the song's upbeat quality. You know, there are some tough lyrics in this song. At one point you sing, "They took my people away into slavery. They beat them to work like machines."
Why did they do that? Tell me the reason why.
They took my people away.
It's a difficult subject, but the sound is so upbeat. And as we mentioned at the beginning, this music springs from a difficult situation in the world, but it's always so upbeat. There's such a wonderful sound to it.
Well, all has to do with a gift. We've been, you know, entertaining people in bad conditions and whatnot, even before the war.
Hmm.
So I just think that it has to do with just the love of what we do. We love music.
Well, let's listen to another song. This is the song Rich But Poor from your latest album, Libation, which you released last year.
We live in it, yet we never know what a rich, rich country.
Rich but poor. Ruben, what are you singing about in this song?
Well, you know, I'm singing about my country specifically. Our country is a country which is known for minerals. You just name it. We have diamond, gold, rutile, bauxite. And we have also the Atlantic Ocean, which is very rich in fish. And our country is very small, a population of about 6 million. We are considered to be rich people, but we are still living in abject poverty.
Keeping all the exploits you brought will only lead us to the
And among the challenges these days in Sierra Leone, of course, we've all read about the Ebola outbreak there. What's the state of your country today? I mean, how do you describe it?
It's too much for my country because we just coming out from war. It's like we are trying to clear the messes of the war. But all of a sudden, here comes Ebola. The country is not even prepared for that. We don't have those health facilities to combat that disease. We don't have the money. We don't have even the knowledge. So it's like our country is really in a very bad state, I would say.
Ruben, I'd love to ask you this. The band has come such a long way over the past decade. You've performed at some big venues. You've opened for Aerosmith at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. When the band first formed all those years ago, did you ever imagine that you would be playing before such big audiences and becoming full-time musicians?
No. To be candid, all what we were doing was to just keep the people around us happy. We all hope that if peace returned back in Sierra Leone, we shall go back to Sierra Leone and start to form our band and play. So it's really amazing.
Well, your music is amazing. And Ruben Karoma, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We're very, very grateful.
Thank you.
Maria, Maria, Marie. Maria, Maria, Marie. Oh, Marie. Marie, Marie, yeah. Marie, Marie, Marie.
That's my co-host Anthony Brooks talking with Ruben Karoma, lead singer of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. This is the song Maria from their latest album, Libation. The Refugee All-Stars will be performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emmajean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
Hitesh Kumar Hathi is our spiritual leader and executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Marie, Marie, yeah, yeah, yeah.